Hello guys, and welcome to the first official episode of the Inscripted Adults podcast. Even though we do practically have another episode, but that one was a brief introduction about the theme of the podcast and me. So it might be a bit easy for you to visualize me when I'm talking about personal experiences, stories, and things that I've lived through and would like to talk about or even give advices about. So today's episode is something that I just had to start off with. Like, it's the closest subject to the main frame of my life in the past 3 to 5 years. And I think it would still be a big aspect of my life in the upcoming 3 years as well, or even more. So, for as far as I can remember, I spent, and I am still dedicating, the past missing years after high school to making sense of life around me and refine my personality. I feel like life at this phase is the kind of parties you find yourself dressed up for without even an invitation. You might arrive early, you might arrive late, you might even arrive drunk, but you can never be absent from it. Life is a party you don't want to miss, trust me. So I thought, why not enjoy the hell out of it as well, you know? And this thing here is my motive behind this episode subject, which is how to make young adulthood successful for you. So now, for the time being, I would like you to forget your obligation to be successful in your adult years. I know we'll get back to that soon, but just make a trip with me to understand why it is so important for the you that is sitting here now and listening to my podcast from God knows which country, and for the you in 5 to 10 years, married with a family or living in a house full of 20 kittens, good for you though, why it is so important to be fully present and aware of what is exactly you need to do to overcome your current fears and start setting each day little breaks for the future you want. So first, I want to talk about an aspect of growing up that no one really prepares you for. Like, why do they do this? Like, there's not even enough conversations about this thing here, which just leaves a great room for confusion, for shame, and that is not so good. And that's because after positively surpassing a certain stage of my life where I was buried under a mountain of worries, instability, fears, like all type of fears of the future, fear of judgment, and the endless possibilities of my unsuccessful stories, like I would just sit down and make the most random scenarios where I don't achieve nothing in life. Like, why do you do that? That is so harmful. And also after noticing closely into my group of friends or just the people that I know, I can tell you loudly that in the phase of being 18-year-old to 25, we are controlled primarily by our emotional side. And I emphasize on primarily because this thing here is very powerful. Our emotions and state of mind are extremely powerful. Because when we first switch from being a cool high school student, only worrying about what the next trend of clothes is going to be, to an early adult creature now living alone for most people, and taking on higher studies or a job, or just still figuring out what to do with your life, is a big emotional shift. And that shift can be costly. Like, you wake up one day and you are living in a completely different city or a country, your parents aren't here, and you start taking on new responsibilities, like organizing your life, your meals, your studies, or your work. Maybe you're even starting your own project. You are learning to pay bills and providing money to pay those bills. Like, oh my God. And you are going through life trying to know what it is exactly you want to become or achieve. All this while dribbling the daily tasks of organizing your time, keep in contact with your friends so you do not turn into a complete loner, and like keep in contact with your family as well, maybe even keep in a relationship. It is just too much, right? Or that's how it feels at first. It feels like it's too much, too fast, and there's much trial and error experience to undergo. And that makes us overwhelmed. And the problem is that an overwhelmed young person can act as an enemy to their self-interest in so many counterproductive ways. Because here, a battle between engagement with reality and escape from reality is waged. And when escape wins, the adult loses, unfortunately. For example, you might feel that it's easier to sleep in late rather than getting up on time. Or it's easier to play video games online than to work offline. And I get this, I really do. And I still experience it now and then in my life. And it makes me feel like I'm holding back myself from being accountable. And this here reminds me of a quote by Walt Kelly that says, "We have met the enemy and they are us." Now, I want to go back to the emotional costs that I mentioned we pay along the journey of positioning as an adult. And I want to talk about what's the real initial motive that triggers emotional instability in this stage. And I think that the motive here is change. Yeah, I do think change can really trigger responses that are unfortunately not that positive. That could take many forms. For example, we change as we switch from old to new. And here it's easy to feel grief at the loss of, for example, family support, and you start thinking to yourself, I miss being taken care of. Or grief after losing a like geographical space when you relocate to a new city or country. And we also change as we switch from known to unknown. And that triggers an emotion of fear. Like we fear a mysterious future. We don't know what our future is going to be like. And you ask yourself about 100 times per day, like I do, how will I find myself? And that's the main question. And change can also be from same to different. We start to get different responsibilities, different routines or environments, and you're just angry at all that. Like, how the fuck am I supposed to get financially independent, pass my grade, keep a friend or two, and still feed myself 3 times a day? Like, what? Is this even possible? Like, will demands ever stop or decrease? And the bad news is, no, they don't. But the good news on the other side is that you become better and better at responding to demands while maintaining restfulness and confidence. And that's a key thing here, because I feel like my life hasn't actually started until I was making my own decisions. And not any decisions though. The best decisions for me and my future. Like the freedom of shifting my life in person to anything that I want gave me power, like real power over my life, because that's exactly when I started to make real impactful good decisions toward the life and career that I want. Being taken care of is good, is fine, but being in a captain's seat is thrilling as hell. And I did not take the path I am taking now when my parents told me which major to take in studies or which job I have to aim for in order to have a safe, lovely life. I am in the path I took now because of me, because of my aspirations and own plans, the plans I sat down and decided to make even though I was afraid. And I'm afraid that wouldn't be possible if I had stayed a prisoner of fear and resentment toward my responsibilities, or just being sad because change didn't stop around me. Oh well. But the thing here is, change can be good or bad. I am not gonna say all changes are positive, because changing from a shitty job in your local town to one in, I don't know, a very developed country or even Silicon Valley, why the hell not, is realistically better than changing from being born into a comfortable family to having no funds or so for university. This is just an example. And I think by now you are starting to get that the shifting idea here is how to react to that change or couple of changes. It is more than shifting, actually. It is very important, because it will determine the outcome you end up with. It will determine how good you took on from the lessons and challenges in your early adult life, and how you are willing to invest those for the dream life you want. And yeah, at this point, there is too much to lose, yes, and too much to figure out, because independence does not come cheap. And there's also one thing here I want to discuss is, when adults aren't able to make that leap into independence that we are expected to make within an expected time frame, some call it failure to launch. And that's a really, really daunting concept, because it puts unrealistic pressure based on a linear line of expected growth. Like, what is even like failure to launch? Am I a fucking rocket or what? And that's because growth happens in a very steady and not so stable way. Like, if you know growth, you know that your learning and discoveries vary from period to period, and also from the type of responsibility you face. So yeah, I think we should stop putting on a scale or a time frame for matureness and readiness of us as adults, because that develop with time. They develop with time, and also the type of responsibilities we are taking now. Like, just because a person has circled the sun a certain number of times doesn't mean that they are suddenly gifted with new levels of wisdom and clarity. Plenty, and maybe even most young people, don't feel ready to be an adult at 21. This is a fact. They still don't feel like an adult, and they are not ready to make adult decisions, nor take care of their own practical needs, or support themselves financially in other things. So I feel like now you are relating to the complexity and toughness behind this particular period, and the number of demands we face on a regular basis. So I would like to move on to the bright side of things, you know? Like, what are some practices and actions, or even the mindsets you must develop to make sure you are making the best out of these beautiful yet hazy years? So first of all, I believe that going right to what sparks your interest is very, very important. I keep on telling my friends and the people around me that there is no better time for exploration. Like, there is no better time for going back to what you used to do, or like as a kid. It could be a study field, a hobby, or about anything. Because making time and making it a priority to try as many things and find one or two that spark your natural spot for curiosity is life-changing, because you can take that thing and make it a creativity zone for you, and you will need this later on in life. You will realize how much it is important for an adult to have a spot or a place they can go to in just, or a hobby, you know, or a creative field where they can just rest and connect to themselves only. It is very important and helpful too. Like, go try different areas of study or possible careers. Change your major once or twice. Go satisfy your need to travel and see the world. Even test your values and your parents' values, and then decide whether you want to continue living according to these values or create your own set, but just take time to discover. So the second important thing I want to tackle is the draw of technology. And this here is one of my favorite subjects because tech is anywhere and everywhere. You are probably waking up and sleeping to your phone. And this is why you should really evaluate whether you are using it in a positive or negative way. Because the standards of the virtual world, especially now, are madly unrealistic. And you should really grasp that once and for all. Like, please quit the comparison between you and the 21 millionaire guy living on I don't know what island and has 7 sport cars and a fucking pony. This is pure commercial most of the times. And the other times, it might not even be true. There are success stories yet, but unfortunately, we don't see the other side of things. And this is why you should stop setting a list of things you should have or achieve by the age of 18 or 17 to 28 or something. Like, go on your pace and admire your journey. No one will do that for you. You might not know this, but the number one reason behind anxiety issues, stress, and self-harm, especially in our generation, is the irrational consumption of social media. If you analyze this, you'll be way ahead of most people. And finally, please know that you are not alone, and stop making yourself alone by creating isolation from the world and decide to take on the whole weight by yourself, because that's what an ideal adult would do, right? No. Get out of this state, reach out to others, build a community. Even if you don't like it, go into group activities and social gatherings once or twice per week. As you do this, you realize that we can develop skills that will support our growth in all areas while experiencing this with other people. Like, start with one person you feel like you trust and feel safe with, and then expand your social circle. These connections gradually have a positive impact on your being, and I've tried this, and might even open new doors for you to go to next steps when you are ready. And at this point, I feel like the main takeaway from this is, please remember, it is not a sprint, it's a marathon. Remember to take a breath, reflect on and learn from your experiences, and make constant choices about what to do next. You can even adjust them along your journey. Keep on building healthy habits that will help you build the future you envision. And you can even change your beliefs along the way, because you keep on learning about the type of person you want to be. Remember, you are not behind in life. There is no set timetable that we all must follow. It is your schedule, and everything will be right on time. See you.